kosher.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
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 Can you be any more specific?
Yeah. You're darn tootin'.
91.5 WMMO.
Medford.
End of story.
WMFO Medford.
Take all night, thinking in a devil's head.
That's right. Little double shot of the Foos to start off the giddy up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. On this 10th day of June, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it is the 10th day of June.
That's correct.
And you boys and girls are in for a huge treat today. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only am I here, DJ Pauly B reporting for duty, we have the Three Stooges, of course. And that would be the beautiful Tina Marie. How
hello,
are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Our own funny man, Mr. Chris Ridgway.
Yes, I parachuted in.
How are you? And of course, the infamous mustache of Medford, the unofficial mayor of Medford, as well, Mr. Frankie Ambergama. How are you, sir?
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh,
it's a pleasure to be
here. Well, it is a pleasure for us to have you here. And it is a beautiful, balmy 67 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford.
I have a correction.
Okay.
It's a sexy 69 right now.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I just wanted to say it's a sexy 69.
I've seen a bunch of 69s, and they weren't very sexy, I must say. I don't know where you're watching your 69s.
You know, Game of Thrones.
Kind of reminds me of the time when I was watching Sex in the City. And I didn't have HBO. My neighbors used to like to screw with the shades up.
So welcome aboard, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up 213 in the afternoon. And we got a great show planned for everybody. We have a new special segment as well. Miss Amy Nakbar, and will be joining us for the beat on the street. I call it the music beat on the street.
Music beat on the street.
Music beat on the street. She is in touch with the pulse of everything going on music wise in Boston, and she has been for years. And it'll be a pleasure for her to join our show, and hopefully that'll be a weekly segment, I believe. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, she was on a Three's Company episode.
Oh, wow.
Do we have a confirmation? Was it a Furley or was it a Roper's?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. I seen the clip from her daughter. Her daughter had posted it a couple of years ago, and I had seen the clip, but it was just her and John Ritter, Jack Tripper.
Yeah.
And she was a receptionist.
Oh, really?
She was a receptionist. He was going for a job interview, but he kept hitting on her. Cause
well, that's what he did.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of her big boobs.
Yeah, remember that Three's Company episode when there was confusion?
Confusion? Oh, yeah.
There was a misunderstanding.
I vaguely remember it.
Yeah.
A lot was going on back then. All right, anyways,
that was
kids.
A good show,
hey, kids, you want to play some Perquacky? Jack!
What are you doing?
My Mr. Furley.
No, he's that's Mr. Golden Girls he's doing.
Mr. Furley.
No, this is Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah. And then there's Maude.
Yeah. Yes.
This is me, Arthur.
Yeah.
It is so warm, my testicles are sticking to my leg.
Yeah, it is 67, but it does feel like...
It's hot in here, that's why.
It's very humid in here.
69.
We need to get that AC on, even though it adds, you know, white noise. I know it does. And, it's not white noise, it's... Noise. Better than fart noise, I would say.
The kids call it ambience these days. Ambience.
Ambience, huh? Isn't that a... Never mind.
When I got hit by a car, they took me to the hospital in an ambience.
Yeah. Exactly.
Use this word in a sentence.
And then after, when I couldn't make love to my girlfriend, I took some ambience. All right, boys and girls, 2:15 in the afternoon. We got a great show lined up for you guys. The gang's all here. It's great. We're going to have a lot of fun. Mr. Ambergamo is going to promote some of his latest movie roles because he's an Academy Award winning actor in the state of Medford anyways.
By the way, are you going to announce that you're the new James Bond? Is that what we're announcing today?
It's in the works.
It's a big surprise.
That's a tough job, though. It's a tough one, you know.
Show my
All right,
penny.
So...
Let me see your knickers.
I can't even look at him.
I know you can't look at him. It's hard. Look, he's got the Papagino's tablecloth shirt going. He does have a Papagino's tablecloth.
He wore that shirt before. I like that.
I like that.
You wore
it. I said I didn't like it because I love Papagino's. All right, Papa Chris.
Freaky and I are going to be on the street handing out samples later. He's going to the Man of God. I'm going to the Papa Gino's.
Well, he is the pizza maker.
I know.
So.
There you go.
All right, kids.
They can't miss us, that's for sure.
Play a couple of songs. Come right back with your shout-outs from Miss Tina Marie. So tell them what they are listening to.
You are
listening. Other than nonsense.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, kids. Be right back.
through and standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need.
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black jet with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna buy my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
I think we all want to be rock stars.
Yeah.
I am a rock star.
Well, you're definitely a rock star.
You look like it. Yeah. You look actually rainbow bright. Yeah. Right now, with your red hair.
Thank you.
And we got to take a photo before
look
we...
Look who's dishing out the compliments. I'm Papa Gino, you're rainbow bright.
What am I, then?
Friends like you. Who needs enemies, right?
Chris will think of something in the next 30 seconds, I'm sure.
All right,
James
kids.
Bond, that's what you said.
2:25 in the afternoon, you're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO here in the beautiful, lovely state of Medford. Boston, 67 degrees.
No.
I will
it's
get
a
to 60, the
69.
Okay. I will get to the weekend weather in the 3 o'clock hour, and but now it is time for where we appreciate all our listeners and friends, and just to give them a shout out to say hi, and we appreciate you guys listening to us. So, Tina Marie, if you would take it away, please.
Yes, I will. Jennifer Kanarazinski-Leadham.
Right out of the gate.
Myron Kim at Malden Trans.
Yes.
Billy Roderick. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. Michael Bobo. Hopefully he got it today and he's listening.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
Michael Bobo.
Is that code for something?
No, it is not code
for anything. Oh, okay.
That he said he lost us, remember, when he was driving last week.
Well, you can't get away from us.
No.
We're like cockroaches. we'll come into your kitchen and do the show.
Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield.
Yes, yes.
Go get some good breakfast there. You live right near there. Are you going to go there this weekend?
Yeah, I have to go early because they are packed.
Ah, that's what Bill...
I heard they were closing because Chris hasn't been there.
No, it's the opposite. I go there and I'm like, if I go there like about 9:30...
It's jammed.
One day some guy's like waving me off. He's like, you can't get in. And the last thing I want to do...
What guy?
They had somebody out there in an orange jumpsuit.
A real fat guy.
And what guy and he's waving
like,
you off?
He's like, it's full in there. And I don't know. But
Billy said that to me over the weekend.
It's crazy. Yeah, you really have to go early. And... God bless them. They're doing great. But
that is awesome.
If I go like around 9:30, there's, you know, and I don't want to go in there and go and start being causing a riot.
Yeah, and be like, hey,
Your brother's best friend. Yeah, I should get carte blanche.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to do that. They're doing well. People in the town even talking about them.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm calling my buddy Danny. Mm. You know who I'm talking about. The Phantom.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I'm going to send him over there.
Yep.
Absolutely try to do it.
That'd be great.
Yeah, well, he might have
been there. Danny Endelman, I know both of them, but Danny I'm closer with them.
Yeah, and plus they're North Shore guys, too, as well. At least one of them still is.
They're from Linfield, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Dave lives in on Revere Beach now. He's got a condo.
Oh, really?
And he does a pub run every year in the summer. It's coming up, actually.
Wait, condo? That's what we call them now on Revere Beach? It used to be called being passed out and hammered. I got a condo on the beach.
On the wall.
It's called beach Bill wall, Ashes.
Yeah. Right?
I'm at Ashes.
And then you go to Kelly's about 2 tomorrow.
My kitchen is Bianchi's.
That's so true.
It's true.
All right.
Christine
See, we'll never
Atwell.
Get through these... shout-outs.
Chase Well that Atwell.
Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who will be on tonight from 10 to midnight.
I'm not sure he'll be on tonight. He's at Nantucket.
Oh, he just flies back in his
plane. He's a man from Nantucket.
Yeah. That's right. He's just coming back on his plane. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Chase Carson?
I know.
And the lucky lady is Ketch Carson.
He's going to land right on the roof.
Well, Wayno. Captain Wayno just chimed in.
Oh, I'm going to get to
all
you,
right.
Wayne.
We'll get to you, Wayno.
Michelle,
don't worry about it, buddy.
Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge, Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m.
Ours, Chase calls him Martignetti.
Yeah, Martignetti.
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 He doesn't speak Italian, apparently.
Martinetti, isn't that a liquor store?
Yeah, Martinetti's.
Oh, Martinetti's, yeah.
Danny's Packy.
Hey, if Danny owned Martinetti's, I'd date him.
And Danny, that wasn't code for anything.
I didn't know he's running to the bank right now getting a loan.
Yeah. I own it, here's the deed.
Now unfurl that flag of yours in your trousers.
Oh, God.
Wayne Friedman, Captain Wayno.
Captain Wayno.
Hang out with your Wayno. So
Kenny Melanson, Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver. Wow, what's going on over there?
I don't know. Wayno keeps...
Joe Breezy Eye. Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Sandra Andorine at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Katie Lyons Tadiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and the kids on that big yellow number 93 bus.
The fun
bus.
Oh, yeah.
It's organized
mayhem,
chaos.
Mayhem ensues.
Polly was on it one day.
Pulls up to the school. That's it. Oh, wow. It's just crazy.
But it's a fun bus.
like you can't even hear yourself think. And that's a real expression.
Is it like the bus at the beginning of the Van Halen video, Hot for Teacher? Waldo comes in and he's just shocked.
And Wayno says hi to everybody.
Hello was said to Wayno.
By name. He named everybody.
Wow.
And Frankie and
awesome.
The funny man.
Very nice.
All right.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne.
Masin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL. Frankie is right next to me. Hi, Frankie.
Hey, how are you?
Sorry, I'm in a groove.
He is the unofficial Medford, mayor of Medford.
Yeah.
But he is the official mustache of Medford,
mm-hmm.
without a doubt.
We've dubbed him that already.
I'll tell you, Tom Selleck's jealous of him.
Yeah. For many reasons.
We've been in a movie together, me and Tom Selleck.
Really?
Yeah.
It was the fighting mustaches?
I was a stunt mustache for Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
It was a stunt mustache.
Denise Fioretti, Mamalette, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack and Janice.
Jack.
Cab number 19 with get well wishes to Chet. And
yes.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the Wheel. Christine Fantasiastic, Buddy Nicole, and Chloe.
Fantasiastic.
I wish I was Fantasiastic.
And Cookie.
I know.
We appreciate him.
Yep.
He calls in every week.
I know.
Hopefully he's listening.
Bob and Gigi Messina.
He's probably sound asleep in his cab at the Stop and Shop.
Yeah, probably.
Who is it?
Irish.
In there.
Excuse me. Irish Eddie Cordea, Jen and Rhiannon. Christina Papalardo. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Chris Lyons. Mark Gayhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scally, Rosemary and Ed.
And by the
Lyons.
Way, Rocco, I never got any of that Scally bread.
Oh, you still waiting?
Yeah, he was going to bring me a pallet of Scally bread.
he's waiting a sesame seed order.
I'll have to send him a message. Yeah. Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Shala Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Megan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, and the wonderful Peabody girl, Amy Giamacco Moquin.
Right.
Those are your shout-outs for June 10th.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Miss Tina Marie.
You are so
That
welcome.
Was very lovely.
Yeah.
And we do appreciate you doing the shout-outs every week.
Poetic. It was pure poetry.
Yes. You see my pages? They look good, huh?
God, no.
No.
Very professional.
I think if I went to a psychologist and they held it up to me, they would put me in an institution for what I see. What do you see here?
Mayhem.
Well, she can understand. That's all.
It looks like a subway wall in Chelsea. Although I don't think they have any public transportation in Chelsea.
I don't think so.
Well, just mules.
Mules.
Those are drug mules, yeah. Anyways, no offense to anybody that's listening in from Chelsea.
They don't have the internet there yet. And the radio waves shut off at Everett.
No offense
to
the drug bust.
Then they pick up again in East Boston.
I just don't know.
No offense to the drug bust from last week.
Oh, I know.
All and right. A shout out to the drug bust, the 66 people in Chelsea who were arrested.
66?
That got traced back to that beautiful mansion with the in-ground pool in Westford. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Well, I guess I know where we can go swimming this weekend.
I know.
There you go.
The house is empty. Did you see that place? It was like a compound.
Yeah,
I know.
And they were all young, like young kids, like coming out of there.
But he lived with his parents. The parents are upstairs watching, you know, Jeopardy while they're making hash oil in the basement.
Oh, I didn't know his parents lived there.
Yeah.
No wonder why. He's having these rages down in the yard and everything with
the
pool.
They got June and Ward upstairs while Eddie Haskell's downstairs cooking meth.
I tell you, kids today.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you.
Damn kids and their drugs.
Hoops and their meth labs.
Exactly.
I had enough of them. Drop you like an old transmission.
All right, kids. Yep. 2:35 in the afternoon, and you are listening to the Giddy Up. And we are going to come back with Mr. Imbergamo, who is going to basically promote himself. So, which is fine with us, you know. And we'll be back with some silly news and obviously some great music, which we always play for you guys. And weekend weather nonsense. Amy Nachbar in the 3:30 hour, if that's an hour.
Half of the hour.
All right.
But at the bottom of the 3 o'clock hour.
but mostly shameless plugs from Frankie and Bergamo. Oh. So I actually have a poster of him in my apartment.
Yeah, I know we do.
Yeah, with a black eye.
Oh, you have that?
Yeah. Got it from the thing last year. Okay. And when we went home that night, right? Yeah, it was fun when we went home. We took selfies of us.
I pledged myself to that poster.
Oh, really?
We took selfies of us. What? With
I have some more of those.
I think we're gonna need a new one.
You need a new one.
No,
that is not even cold. You were sticking your finger up his nose.
I was. You're right.
Oh, no. You just took that to another level.
It wasn't all I was sticking up his nose.
And it reached from the floor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
This show gets filthy. Giant.
See what happens when you bring in Papa Gino? I mean, Papa Chris.
Oh, blame Chris.
It's all his fault.
Hey, I'm just sitting here reading the New York Times about Hulk Hogan bankrupting Gawker.
Gawker?
Gawker, the...
I thought my ears...
No, that's code for something.
Yeah. Yeah, Gawker. Gawker.com, so is going... we don't have no 140 million Hogan. Sorry.
All right, we'll get to that. And much more. 2:37 in the afternoon. 67 degrees in beautiful Medford, Boston. We'll be listening to Tina Marie, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, kids.
All right.
To the ground. and then someday your friends will stand beside as you are flying. Oh, you are flying all so high. But then someday people look at you. They're what they call, they're only what you suffer. Yeah, here you're coming home. And then someday we can take our time to brush the leaves aside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, what can I do?
Listen to Mandolins, man. That's a great song.
That was a little double shot for our friend here, Frankie and Bergamo. He wanted to hear some Zeppelin. We played some Zeppelin and Kid Rock before that because I know he loves All Summer Long. Yeah. Great song.
Thank you very much. That was great.
You're welcome. And Far Behind from Candlebox and the Ramones, of course. Me and Chris love the Ramones.
Yes.
Because we want to be sedated.
Every once in a while, we go by the name Chris Ramone and Polly Ramone and rock our shag wigs and leather jackets and Doc Martens.
Oh, anyways.
We were known to rock shag wigs and Doc Martens in 86.
I never need... Well, neither one of us never needed a wig.
No.
Sorry, Frankie.
That's how it would be. Off the call, Cy Sperling.
Yeah, but his mustache kicks ass.
Welcome back to the show, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up here on WMFO 91.5 in lovely Medford, Boston. And it is 2:55. And right now, I think we're going to do some shameless plugs. Our new segment we're going to do with Frankie and Bergamo once a month when he shamelessly plugs himself.
that is not
code for anything.
Well, you can go online to hotfrankie.org and for $9.99 a minute you can watch him plug himself.
Oh. And that is code for something.
Yeah, Cy Sperling has nothing on
for itself.
Buck Leonard.
Cy Sperling has nothing on Frankie.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, Mr. Bergamo, it's very nice to have you here aboard, as it always is. It's always fun.
It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me.
So lay us some groundwork on what's going on with the Stand the Man.
DJ Stand the Man, our indie film. As you know, last year we had our premiere.
Right.
And this is our second screening, and it's going to be at the Belmont Studio Cinemas in Belmont, Mass. And it's Sunday, June 26th at 3 p.m.
Okay.
And the tickets are $10 at the door. And it's going to be a great event because everybody's going to be there. And a lot of people who couldn't come out last year without having the opportunity to see it. So
let me ask you something. Now that there's a second screening, does that mean that it's moving maybe past the, independent?
Yes.
Exactly. Movies.
What's happening now is after the screening, now we enroll in some film festivals.
Gotcha.
And it's going to be going out to different states as well.
All right.
Matt Fisher has been doing that lately, so we'll be getting some information on that. We'll let you guys know.
Excellent. Yeah, and post it, and
thank you for having me on, and
that's very cool.
I appreciate that.
You're always doing something.
Yeah.
Whether it be cooking or movies. And so you were in
Patriots Day.
Patriots Day.
Just wrapped that up. I played a doctor. It was a good, small part. It was a good part. It was a lot of fun.
Were you a gynecologist?
No, that was upstairs. I was in the trauma unit.
All right. Trying to make light of it, but a great movie,
right?
Great movie.
Right? It was a lot of fun, and it was very realistic with doing it because, all the other victims were...
Crazy. I can't wait to see it.
They did a great job. And Mark Wahlberg. And
never forget that day, ever, ever.
Crazy.
Watch it live on TV. Oh, my God.
So sad.
It was very sad.
So that was it for that.
Good for you. God bless you. And anything else going on?
Yeah, I'm going on TV tonight on the BNN TV. We're promoting Pizza Makers, me and Chris Palermo.
Okay.
And we'll be talking about that and some talking about food and movies.
So maybe we can post that. Maybe is there a link to it?
Yeah, there's a link. It's go to www.bnntv.org at 8 p.m. You can watch it live. And for the Boston residents, it'll be on Channel 23.
Okay.
And you can...
That would be, Comcast?
It's Comcast.
Okay. 23 on Comcast. Rip off.
I have DirecTV.
So check it out, and we'll do that tonight at 8 p.m.
Wow, so you got a lot going on, Mr. Bergamo.
Yep.
And we appreciate you having you here, and you can hang out as long as you want.
I appreciate that.
Trust me.
Thank you very much.
And anytime you want to come on, because we love having the mayor here, and...
I enjoy coming here. It's nice.
Just making Tom Selleck jealous of his beautiful mustache. He's got homeless people living in there. which is nice. But he doesn't mind, which is great, because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah. He's just blue bloods.
Okay. 67 degrees here in Mudford. And let me do this real quick. And then if you want to, Tina Marie or Christopher, we can go to a segment. Either one of you want to do, or we can play a couple songs and then get back to it. No, you know.
I can rock and roll the sports if you want.
You can. I know you can.
Sports corner.
All right. All right, let me get to this real quick, and we'll be right back.